You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
The disciples of John reported all these things to him. And John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?'" In that hour, he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind, he bestowed sight. And he answered them, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." When all the people heard this, and the tax collectors too, they declared God just, having been baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the purpose of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. "To what then shall I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not weep.' For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, 'Look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is justified by all her children." Here ends the reading. Clearly, there were those in Jesus' time who struggled with the identity of this holy man. John the Baptizer himself questioned at times, "Are you the chosen Messiah?" John wants to know. He's impatient, and it seems he's confused. Luke tells us the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected Jesus, not having been baptized. Yesterday, we heard of the Roman centurion, whose faith Jesus had not seen in all of Israel. Today, John and the Jewish religious leaders are still wondering, "Who is this rabbi, Jesus?" Wouldn't it seem those who saw Jesus and heard Jesus and witnessed his healings and miracles would acknowledge him as Son of God? No more so than those who question and reject Jesus today. Having never lived in another age, we can't make comparisons, but today there seems to be great confusion over the identity of Jesus. Many so-called progressive Christians view Jesus as wise sage, but not physically resurrected Lord. Others consider Jesus as one Son of God among many. Still others revere him as great teacher, spiritual guru, or anointed prophet, but not Son of God and the only Savior of the world. We have a great task before us: the ongoing proclamation of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Let's pray. Lord God, give us hearts to believe and mouths to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Amen. The suggested Lenten response. If you send an email or text today, end it with the postscript, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.